This is Sunday morning. This is 6:21:20. It's a teaching called The Mystery of the 144,000. Kind of goes on the back of the Prophet's Corner, but we'll first turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 7. Most people in the body of Christ that teach this say that these are the Jews. I'm getting an echo here. I'm here to tell you there. It's not the nation of Israel Jews. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the real Jews. And I don't mean that against any natural Jew, but if we're born again, we're spiritual Jews. Okay. Chapter 7. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, Reuben 12,000, Gad 12,000, Asher, Manasseh, Simeon, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin, 12,000 out of each one. After this I beheld in lo a great multitude which no man could number. Well, I thought it was 144,000. No, it says no man could number this multitude. Of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Is that palms? No, not, it's palms. And cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. All the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Well, we know the Jews, they don't acknowledge Messiah, and it says that when he does come, when he comes in the clouds, as he left, he'll come back, they'll look on him who they pierced and say, That was you? So they hadn't acknowledged Savior. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. All right, the Strong's, the word sealed here means to stamp with a signet. Think of a signet ring. With a signet or private mark, for security or preservation, literally or figuratively, by implication, to keep secret, to attest. He knows who's his. Here's what attest means. Provide or sense as clear evidence of. Be witness to, certify formally. Nobody else can see our mark, but he can. Okay, now, with that, let's turn to Revelation chapter 14. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpists harping with their harps. And they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. All right. The Father's name is written in their foreheads. I'm going to look at some scriptures on this. 2 Corinthians 1:22. We're going to identify here through scripture. Try our best not to take just one scripture. All right, this 2 Corinthians 1:22. Who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. So we're sealed by the Holy Ghost. Okay, Ephesians, this is 1:13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. All right, now Ephesians 4:20. Wait a minute, that's not right. I wrote it down wrong. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. All right, the second part of that, you're redeemed from the earth and from among men. Redeemed there means purchased. Okay, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, they are virgins. Strong's virgins means unknown or a maiden. Okay. All right. Being the first fruits. This is what caught my attention, first fruits. Strong's first fruits means the beginning of sacrifice. All right, Romans 8, 23. We know what first fruit is as far as giving offerings. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. All right, now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. All right, now with that, turn to James. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. As I go, I'll explain that. Number 5 was no guile was found in their mouths, and they were without guilt. Guile means deceitful. And to be deceit just means to deceive. Deceive. That's what the evil one does. Okay, these are the characteristics of these 144,000. 1 Peter 2. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. What did I say? 23. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Okay, 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. The scripture that says, it's on love. Master evil. It's in the Amplified. It says master evil with good. Yeah. Overcome of the world. You master evil with good. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Okay. All right. Now, Revelation chapter 20. Verse 1, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he might be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I've come across that a couple of times, and every time it's like, you mean to tell me those that lose their lives during this time and this battle, this is the first fruit. Not just them, but these that are sitting on thrones and they're giving judgment. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. They're not going to die. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. I believe that's the army. I believe it's the one the Lord has called this special reward for being in this battle, standing in this battle. Do a study yourself. That's what I gleaned from it when I was doing this study. It's not the ones that were beheaded, they rose again, but these are the ones that the second death has no power. That means they're not going to die. Mm-hmm. Your first death, you're already dead when you're born, spiritually dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just think about that. This bunch rules with Christ for 1,000 years on earth. They are an elite bunch. They are seated on thrones and judging. We also see martyrs revived, and they will also reign 1,000 years. This is called the first resurrection On these the power of death no longer have any hold on them. They are like Jesus. No resurrection for the rest of the dead until after the 1,000-year reign. For the faithful, it appears to me, based on these scriptures, that God resurrects them that so they can reign for the 1,000 years as their reward. I am totally convinced that the 144,000 are the army of the Lord. The virgins that woke up had their lamps trimmed and are doing the Master's business. Here are some further proofs. So I'm going to read some more things to you about the temple, about God's house, about who the 144,000 are. They're not Jews. There may be some Jews that are born again, but if you're born again, you're no longer a Jew. You're a spiritual Jew. But the nation of Israel, they're just a natural people. They're, you know, there are those that say we are Jews and they are not, and they're very wicked. Mm-hmm. I think as the church, we've been bullied into thinking, we can't touch Israel. Well, I wouldn't touch their land, wouldn't mess with anything like that, because that God gave them that covenant. It's a natural covenant. It's theirs. Don't touch it. But on the other side of it, Jesus came that all might receive him. Not part of them, not have to, and the other part has to. No. They all have to. Okay, Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. This is just verse 1. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. 144,000. It's not about a number. It's symbolic. The numbers are symbolic. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto them, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain, the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, the Lord just said this to me concerning the homosexual thing, the transgender thing. God said, I will not be mocked. Yes. If you think you're going to do your thing and say I'm a Christian, and you think you're going to just... Mm-mm. See, God's the one that brought down Sodom and Gomorrah. God did it. Mm-hmm. We just need to pray for them, that they would be their eyes open to the truth. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of that city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 144,000 here. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof, and the city lieth foursquare. The length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth a sardis, the seventh a crystallite, the eighth the beryl, the ninth the topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th the jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I saw no temple therein.
No church houses.
No temple therein. The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of a sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no light night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Okay, we're going to look at some things in the epistles concerning this. The first one is, we are a spiritual house. This is Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Now we're talking about the book of Revelation here. This is something that was revealed to John in a vision. And now we're learning what it means. Okay, 1 Peter 2:5. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We are the temple. This is 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? But ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Okay, first, I already read 1 Peter 2:5 talks about we're lively stones. It talks about the stone foundations, which are the foundations of the city. We are the real Jews. It doesn't matter what our nationality is, we are real Jews. Romans 2, 25. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keepeth the righteousness of the law, shall not his circumcision be counted for circumcision? Am I reading the right thing? Just a minute. Oh, okay. Well, let me read on. Evidently, I've got it right. 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by name, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Jesus is the cornerstone. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures on that. This is Psalms 118. Verse Verse 22. The stone which the builders refused is become the head of the stone of the corner. We're the temple. He's the cornerstone. Ephesians 2. 19. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He told Peter, on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. He wasn't talking about a natural building. All right, Romans chapter 9. No, wait a minute. Yeah, 9:33. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Isaiah. It's Isaiah 19:13. The princes of Zion are become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are this. Well, I wrote that down wrong for sure. Wait a minute. Sorry. We look at 9:13. Nope. Okay. Let's look at Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. All right, let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 4. I read this just a little bit ago. Wherefore, one minute. 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. All right, Job chapter 38. Verses 4 through 6. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who laid the measures thereof if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it had issued out of the womb? All right, these are just about cornerstone. Jeremiah 51. Okay, come here. Just hold on. Sometimes I can't see these tabs right. Hold on, Jeremiah. There you are. This is Jeremiah 51:26. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, or a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. So there is no other way. Your building is going to be sinking sand if you don't have the cornerstone, Jesus. All right, Acts 4. Starting with verse 10. Be it known unto you all, to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. All right, I do not believe that the number 144,000 is about 144,000 individuals, but it is the description of the Lamb's wife, the New Jerusalem, which we are. All right, now turn to Revelation 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The foundation of the city is based on the apostles and prophets. These are the 24 elders we saw around the throne. Okay? Ephesians chapter 2. You know what? Men have tried to take the book of Revelation just interpret it with a natural mind, and you just can't do it. You've got to have revelation from the Spirit of God. Ephesians 2. This is perfect. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also ye all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that are nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, are now built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. The Bible is a spiritual book, and it must be spiritually discerned, especially the book of Revelation. Okay, that's all I got.